Aloha, welcome to the War Room. On tonight's show, we're going to find out a little bit more about Bolt Action World Team Championship, where it's headed, etc. So why not subscribe now to the show on podcast or on Podomatic or on iTunes? And as usual, we'll have a wee surprise for you at the end of the show, a nice wee present. So listen on to the end and pick up that little present. Anyway, on with the show. And so today we have Dave Nolan, the tournament organiser of the Bolt Action World Team Championships and the Middle Earth ETC with us tonight. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Paul. Hello, everybody else who dares listen. Good to be invited on. Thank you.
It is good for you to be invited on. We had a little bit of banter before the show.
Did I not bully my way in this time?
And we're both trying to behave ourselves. So, Dave, how's it been since the last World Team Championships in May?
Has it been that long already?
It seems like much longer.
Yeah, I think I've spent most of my time in the garage getting involved with scenery again and pumping out a lot of good stuff. Hopefully that'll come out on with further developments of Facebook pages and web pages. Those pictures will start coming out to the general public and people will get a flavour for what. So really, what have I been doing? I haven't been sat down with my legs up and a pipe in my hand relaxing. I've been doing a little bit of grafting again in my own way.
So a lot of graft put in. There was a little bit of damage and missing boxes for the existing scenery that we have. And I think some of the scenery was donated to some of the good folk in Poland.
Yeah, whilst at the event, I basically looked at what we had received from transportation from the UK to Poland. And I looked at the amount of work that a couple of dedicated people. I'll just shout out there to the Dweller. He's an Irish lad who plays Middle Earth, but he spent his whole day Friday with everything from Milliput to green stuff to super glue and I think perhaps even magic tape just to put pieces together. And also with the loss of a box on the Bolt Action side, which was a bit disappointing because we weren't able to show the sort of scenery or the amount of scenery that we had intended. I kind of made a decision that the best thing to do was save this scenery a second round of damage and battering. And I don't think I should mention who the transporters or the couriers were on here, but let's just say I may not be using them again. Made a decision to speak to the Polish referees and representatives and donated our stuff over to them. We did keep a couple of Bolt Action tables, primarily the one that was sponsored and donated by Warlord themselves, and another table that we felt was quite good, really gave a good impression, which was the Desert, the Road to Tobruk table. A little bit of an upset on that because communication between myself and the Polish guys kind of went awry, and the next thing I knew, every single piece of Bolt Action stuff had been packed up and was in cars and potentially heading off to Krakow or wherever.
Yes, this was at the end of the competition. They were very efficient in packing away the stuff, which was wonderful, until we realised that everything had been packed away and put in a van off to somewhere.
We had one gentleman, a German guy, I believe. He turned around and he offered us some pennies for some of the pieces of scenery, and he came to us first, and we came to a nice agreement. And yes, even his stuff was packed up and heading off God knows where, which was very, very embarrassing. All came to a very good point where everything was sorted. We got the stuff back, and then we made the fatal error of getting it all posted back to the UK. Yeah. This is, of course, just the Bolt Action stuff. The Middle Earth stuff sits trembling on its shelves somewhere in Poland, wondering where it's going to end up next. Because the courier service, I think I posted a couple of photographs for those who may have seen or may have not. Let's just say, yeah.
Yeah.
Crushed.
So you've been working hard on the scenery, and there will be photographs go up on the new World Team Championship public Facebook forum.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, it was a bit. I was trying to think and make sure I said it all right. So there will be pictures up there of what we can expect at the next, or some examples of what we can expect at the next WC, and they'll be getting put up as they're produced, I presume, Dave.
Yes, well, I would like to say as they're produced, but what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to produce a table at a time so that we can have a flavour of what the event will be. And then if we may actually use some of these tables also at the British League, which is coming up fairly soon.
Yeah, we've got British Boat Action League coming up in July. I'm going to say the 27th. Saturday at Element Games.
I'm glad you said the 27th. That gives me time to sit down and paint up the stuff I've already sorted.
Good.
But yeah, I mean, I went away and I purchased another printer. I've had a couple of foopahs with deliveries of filaments and stuff. Hey-ho, it's been a learning curve. It's been a delightful one. But so far, I think I've cracked on quite well with some Gothic scenery, some French farms, French townhouses and shops, and possible Normandy effects. So, yeah, hopefully they'll, you know, we'll. I could start posting those pictures up kind of now, but they're a bit bland as they're all basically white or, God forbid, yellow. They need a bit of painting, and I think they'll definitely pop out on the tabletop. One of the things we did get back from Poland was, luckily, we got all the mats back, and so we have a full access of mats, and I hope I don't step on your toes here, Paul, but we're looking at possibly, you know, people picking some of these up at a fair price. Who knows? But, you know, I'll leave you to push that a little bit further. But scenery, and a few other points, which I'm sure you want to get onto now.
Yeah, well, yeah, so lots of scenery has been going on, so it's all been busy in the background. And so the big news since Spain won the Boat Action World Team Championship, which was news in itself, is that the next event may be held in Spain, I believe.
Yes, again, if I'm not spending my time working, and I'm not spending my time in the garage, I'm spending my time trying to get good communications with the Spanish representatives and the teams to try and find a place that just suits the next event. Presently, we've been looking at Malaga. We have been looking at other areas in Spain, but hopefully I'll be jumping on the plane, possibly with yourself, Paul, to go over and take a look-see at some of the venues, and we'll make a decision on that. Costings, location, ease to get to international airports, etc., and value for money are one of the big drives. Again, I've said this many times, my first and foremost point was always to try and make this event free. That's unfortunately, I haven't won the national lottery yet. When that time goes, I'm always trying to find the best deal to keep it as cheap as possible, and in most importantly, value for money. So it's quality over quantity always.
As it always is with us. Anyway, that, so we've got the plans are now coming along, and it might be a month or two yet before we can confirm for people where they're going to be, but they ought to be getting their teams together. I think we've had one or two new teams, Dave, join us or express an interest.
I've been chatting to the Japanese, yeah. Warlord has definitely set into motion a team. They already have a representative. He's added to the representative page, and a great welcome to Bo himself and the Japanese. And Rudy, who was there as part of the
World Team.
He was part of the world team, yeah. He has stepped up and said he is going to be bringing a team, at least one team, from South Africa.
Which will be great to see. We've had we've had Swiss interest. The Americans are looking interested again.
But I think with the Americans, they just need to figure out who is best to be the representative, because America is a massive nation. What, 250 million people? And for the role of one person to take over, I dread the concerns of other communities, bolt action communities within America, maybe thinking, hang on, you know, Johnny over there, he's now the representative, but I fairly kind of guarantee that the team's going to come from that area, be Chicago or Philadelphia or California, yep, whatever.
Texas has a very large bolt action following as well.
Indeed. So maybe we kind of, it's something in the back of my mind, maybe we invite the Americans to possibly have maybe one or two representatives that could cover various areas and possibly bring us two teams. Who knows? The door is always open for everybody. That's the key.
That's actually very interesting, something that we haven't considered before. So, Americans, if you're listening, come along to the World Team Championship Facebook page or contact either Dave Nolan or myself and we can start talking about that.
Indeed, that'd be great. The key thing is, I'll jump back to Spain. Mm. It's one of the problems we have with Spain. It's like a vicious circle. We need a date in Spain to tell all the representatives to help get their teams sorted so that we can know exactly how many teams are available. We can only then book a hotel when we have an idea of how many teams from both systems are going to be available, so we gather the right location for everyone. But we can only do that, and we can only get that booking for a date. So it's a round vicious circle. So as you are well aware, both of us were pulling our hair out to try and find an answer to, the Mobix conundrum, or whatever it's called, the figure of eight.
Yeah, anyway. Well, it'll all be right. It'll be fine. It'll work out. So, everybody,
it has been for the last 3 years, even with the upsets. It'll be fine for the next 3 years, including the upsets.
So, keep tuned. Subscribe, obviously, here. And let us know down below, or send us a message just now if you're interested in being a representative for one of the teams. Representative doesn't mean you have to play, doesn't mean you have to be the captain, although you can be. But you're kind of in charge of just organising that, getting your team together, passing the information on, and acting as go-between the tournament team and the national team, I guess.
Yeah. One last point. It doesn't matter if your community is small within your country. That's not the point. It doesn't matter if you think, oh, we cannot go up against the big teams. And I'm just going to say one team here, and that's the Spanish. Okay, because obviously they won. And, you know, you can't come up and expect to come up and win against those teams and think, yeah, but we're too small. The whole event is about bringing the world's bolt action community together to allow people to see various countries' metas, learn ideas from people, communicate, but then in that prospect, gain invites to other countries' tournaments and say, oh, I'd love to go to Germany, or I'd love to go to Italy, or England, or wherever, and play in some of the tournaments there. And then that would help promote your own country's community. And you can then start building more tournaments there. And we can, you know, we're of an age where we can interact a lot more across the world than we realise.
We are, and really that's the whole thing. I mean, before it started, I'm pretty sure even the Spanish weren't really expecting to win, to be honest. So.
I am delighted they did, because I got caught up in so many things at the event. When it was passed the page to me, the Spanish were the winning team, I took a double take. It's not that I have any, I didn't think that they were good enough or not good enough. It's just that everything was going on so much. It was delightful to see a country that had been so eager to get into the event and had been so supportive, and then suddenly they're there on top podium, and it brought a warm tear to my eye. The fact that now we had what I can class as an awesome world event, and there are teams out there. I mean, you know, the English team came back and went, wow, this is amazing. This is great. We're going to go back next year and we're going to take it from the Spanish. But in doing so, they're going to increase and promote Bolt Action within their local and national community, as other countries will do. And the Spanish will be practicing now. We've won it this year, but we know what the other teams are like. We've got to keep top of our game. And that'll encourage, through competition, newer people in. Now, Bolt Action is a strange game, as we all know. There are some people who like the competitive side. There are some people who don't. There are some people who just want beer and pretzels. And there are other people who want to stay strictly by historics. And it's fine. But the inclusion of new people, through whatever method that brings new people into our hobby, they can then, when they settle themselves down, go, okay, tournament isn't for me. I like the historic. Or beer and pretzels. Or I've been playing beer and pretzels for a while. Come on, let's give this tournament thing a look-see and see what it's like. And so building the hobby through various avenues of attraction.
Yeah, it is. And one of the main things that came out of it was how much fun people were having. It doesn't. You don't have to be serious to be competitive.
We unfortunately, we didn't have a massive room for just pure Bolt Action, but we were fortunate enough to have a room downstairs that was quite large that we dedicated to the top two tables. So it left everybody else to have, you know, beer and pretzel sort of approach, a little bit of competitive approach, you know, everyone had a great time. But when I went downstairs to the main top level room, I was expecting tension. I was expecting a barrage of tension. I walked in there and people were laughing, giggling, and going, no, you can't do that, can you? And just generally having a good time. And it was amazing. It was a joy to see people just engaging positively.
Yeah, it was. So if you're small or you're large, just get in contact with us and send us those applications to be representative, I think is the story there.
Indeed it is.
Now, after we're talking about the playing teams being organised, I know also that an organisational team has been organised and recruited for next year, Dave.
Yes, indeed. The lead up to this year's event indicated to me that a lot of work, personal issues came to the forefront that overshadowed what I really wanted to be doing. I mean, in a positive way, but it then led me down the garden path of arriving into Poland feeling very, very unprepared, mentally and physically unprepared. And I came away from that event with, rather than 60 to 70 comments, I now had two systems ranging up to 120, 130 people commenting and talking to me and walking me through their experiences. That gave me insight and saying that this is finally too big for one person, way, way too big for one person. And I know that I brought you on board originally in the last year or so, and that alleviated a lot of the stress on my shoulders. But you and I together weren't enough. So what I did is I gathered together a number of key people and I started allocating out roles and I took a back step for myself. Yet, though I am now the event organizer, I think what my role and my job is, title is different to what I do, and that is I'm predominantly involved with just the scenery, and I suppose you could class me as the political officer, because when we have a tournament organizer for Bolt Action, which is yourself presently, Paul. Okay. We have a head referee for Bolt Action, which is presently Craig, and we have a tournament organizer for the Middle Earth, which is Matt King, and head referee, which is James Braund. And we have people in, we have Craig, Craig has a number of roles, as do you, as does Matt and James. So Matt and James are predominantly involved in the electronic side of things and seeing how formulas work and making sure that everything on the day is going to run smoothly for both events. I know that yourself and Craig will be doing the scoring aspect and that. James and Matt will focusing on the scoring aspect of the Middle Earth, of course, but together as a team, we're looking at the scoring, we're looking at the various rules packs, etc., etc. We have Adam Sakal and we have Craig looking at sponsorship deals throughout the world and stuff. I'm still keeping my fingers and toes in there and stumbling across a few bits and pieces positively, but that's their role. My role, I suppose, is just making sure that because we're dealing with world representatives and world teams with different cultural, different metas, different approaches to the rules, my job is to smooth it all out. And when a decision is made within the events team, I'm the one who steps up and goes, what about how this country would view it? And then everyone goes back to scratch and we go through all the permutations and then it's sent out as a universal events team thing. So in a sense, I'm kind of like the one going, should we really say it that way? At the same time, I'm painting and making scenery and frantically organizing tables in my mind and stuff and sitting down with yourself looking at venues. One thing I will say, though, we're looking at Spain at the moment. Once we bang Spain on the head by the end of July positively, I'm then looking at next country within the next 2 months after that. So I want to give that next country, I want to be on top of our ball game this time, where we're going to be 2021, where we're going to be 2022, yeah, rather than the situation that I was in, not knowing last year to whether where in Poland we were going to be.
Now, it would be nice to let everybody know, you know, presumably at the event would be an ideal time if we can manage it where the next one's going to be.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that I'd have already gone, viewed the premises, the location, looked at the costings, looked at the whole shebang included, and then make a positive comment, an announcement at the event. There was one other thing. I just wanted to say that we're also trying to make an event comment on all the Facebook and pages that we have as non-individuals. So it won't be Dave Nolan says this, it won't be Paul Walker says it, or James or Matt or whoever says this, or Craig. It will be the Bolt Action World Team Championship, and that will be the comment made. So it'll be the events team that deals with any feedback, any negativity, etc., etc. It won't be on the shoulders of one person anymore.
Which can only be good for the event and for Bolt Action at large, encouraging it and encouraging the communities.
Yes. I mean, I set this up just over 3-4 years ago, and slowly but surely the dream is coming to, you know, it's coming to maturity in a sense. We've still got a lot of hurdles, a lot of food bars to get past and stuff, and mistakes to be learned by. And, you know, we're still young, and we've got to gain a few more years under our belts. But it's getting to a point now where it's an event that is run by a team rather than a one-man band, you know, struggling out of the back of a garage, which I still am. But generally, I can pick up the phone and go, help! And help is being given. And I've got to say, if I may, from the event in Poland, my heart goes out to each and every person who got involved with helping us set it up, keep it running, and the takedown. There was too many people to mention, but you know who you are. You were fantastic in giving us that support. Because remember, guys, myself and Paul don't make money from this. We put this event on for the benefit of the Bolt Action community. And when we get a few people turning around and giving us a hand, it just means so much. You know, lift a box here or move a table there. So my greatest, I don't even know how to put the words in, but thank you. Thank you very, very much for that.
Yeah, and I would obviously reiterate that it was great, the support that we've had.
All I'll say is, you know who you were.
And what stays, what went on in Poland stays in Poland.
Not necessarily, because we've just talked about it.
Yeah, there was a few stories that we haven't talked about on here. But anyway, so moving on swiftly, he says. Now, trophies for next year, I believe, are also being planned and almost put into production already.
Yeah, I've kind of taken the idea of trophies and managed to blag the event team by saying it's scenery and terrain. So I'm still pushing the idea of that. Yes, we're looking at trophies for both systems that are appropriate for both systems. And learning from little errors and stuff, we want to make it so that people turn around and go, this is my World Team Championship trophy. This is what I've acquired, and this is, you know, it's a representation of the event for ourselves. And that's got to go across the board. So, yes, we're looking at various bits and pieces. We're going to continue some things. I'm also looking at sponsorship from some big printer companies who are, and I'm talking about 3D printers here, who I'm going to see if they can actually help sort out some files for us that, you know, have got great detail and you know, things are in motion. We'll see what happens in the future, but we want to improve on everything that we've done in the past and learned by.
Excellent. So that probably just about wraps it up. Was there anything you would like to finish off with, Dave, or have you run out of steam, which I find hard to believe?
Indeed you do. Indeed you do. Yes. But that's because I never run out of steam, because I never use steam. I just talk.
You do talk. It's one thing you can do, Dave. So, yes. Guys, on that note, I think we'll leave it there. I'd like to say thank you very much for Dave taking time out of his evening with the family to come and talk to us all. And
No. I'm out of the garage working on scenery. Let's be honest about it.
Oh, you could have been brownie points there.
I've lost all brown pounds.
But yes, thank you, Dave. And what some of you guys have been waiting for, the little present for the end, if you use the code POD21, POD21 in your basket, you will get a little 15% off anything you purchase at thewarhq.co.uk. Thank you very much, guys. Mahalo from me, and
ciao.
Excellent. Take care, guys.
Take care. Bye for now.